All right, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for checking into the Dose Podcast, and just want to give you some inspiration and have some guests on and different things. So this is the first official episode of the Dose Podcast coming at you in a new format, and want to have different people coming on to give their different perspective on things and give you hope and inspiration through the Bible, through stories, through different things like that. So just want to jump it off with saying thank you so much for taking a look, taking a peek at this of this episode of the day, and try to keep you updated at least once a week and bringing new content out there. Something that can help you with your day, build you up, keep you strengthened, keep you refreshed. And I know I will be refreshed because of it. The Bible says that those who refresh others, they'll be refreshed themselves. So definitely want to thank you for checking it out. And I just want to share with you some thoughts on today. You know, as we come into the month of November, you know, there's Thanksgiving coming up, and people's trying to jump forward to Christmas because Christmas is such a great holiday. I love Christmas. But just to share some thoughts with you on being thankful as we enter into the Thanksgiving month, you know, just to hit thankfulness and what it can do for you in your life. You know, it can change how you look at things. You know, it can change how you view a situation. It's a challenge. If there's a challenge in your life, it doesn't have to be a failure. You can be thankful for what that God is throwing toward you. If it is something that God's throwing toward you, He wants you to win. He's not causing you to lose, so you'll learn something from it, or cause you to be as with sickness, give you sickness so you'll learn something from it. God wants you to win. He said He wants you to run the race, to endure and win. You know, so God's not throwing things at you so you'll lose. He wants you to overcome, and we can overcome any evil or anything that the enemy tries to do to us. We're conquerors. We're more than conquerors. And we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And if your testimony is negative, you know, you can keeping being thankful can keep from your testimony from being negative and your confession being negative, because your confession, you know, you're justified or you're condemned by the words of your mouth. So if you speak that negativity, if you speak that condemnation, that's what you're going to get. What you will receive comes at the level of what you expect. So just a few thoughts for you today on being thankful, and really just a few scriptures and what thankfulness is. The definition, Webster's, is expressing gratitude. You know, it's not just saying thank you, but it's gratitude. It's showing and expressing that thankfulness, not just saying it, but expressing it in a way. So I just want to give you four or five scriptures that comes, you know, that reminds us to be thankful. And they're not, one of them's in Psalms. They're actually in three different parts of the Bible. So I know Psalms, and David always talks about being thankful. But it's in other places in the Bible as well, in different perspective, different people and different perspectives. So just want to hit a few of those today, just to be a reminder to you today to be thankful. You know, no matter what comes your way, you know, you can have the victory over it. We have the victory through the blood of the Lamb, and to always be thankful. And I'll get into another scripture. The second one I want to share with you, or the third one, actually, we'll hit that one in a minute. But it says, let them give thanks to the Lord. This is Psalm 107, 21 and 22, by the way. It says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. And, you know, that gives you a reason. The first part of that scripture gives you a reason to be thankful. You know, we have joy, we have peace, we have everything we need. It's been given to us by the Father. The Bible says we have everything we need in this life for life and godliness through the Spirit. So it says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds. God's love has never failed. He's never failed. He's not a man that he should lie, and his love was more than enough. He rescued us with his son. Jesus, he paid it all on the cross for our salvation and healing and for everything that we need. He paid it all already. So that gives us a reason to be thankful in this day. It says his unfailing love. God's love has never failed us. And it has never failed us, and he won't fail us in the future. And his wonderful deeds. Think about everything. You know, a lot of times if you get in a rut, or you get into a place where you're thinking on the negative and not thankful, it's time to reset, you know, time to go back and as the word says, do your work first works over again. Time to go back to the basics and remember what Jesus has done for you already, and he'll continue to do more things for you in the future. So it says, let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with songs of joy. So you tell God, thank you. It says, let us enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise. So you're giving thanks offerings when you worship God with your time, with your voice, with your words, when you spread his word to other people. You're giving sacrificial offerings unto the Lord. And it says, tell of his works with songs of joy. Have a song in your heart. You know, people walk around like, some people walk around like the world is ending tomorrow and they're not going to heaven, you know. And it says, tell of his works with songs of joy, not depressing songs of defeat and, you know, we're never going to win. You know, that kind of defeat. But it says, tell of his works with songs of joy. Sing to the Lord. Minister. There is such a thing as ministering to the Lord. When we come to him with praise and with thanksgiving, the Bible says we are ministering to him. We are praising his wonderful name for all that he's done for us. So just keep that in mind there. Singing songs of joy. The second one, scripture I want to read comes from Colossians 2, 6 and 7. And it says, so then, as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. So it says, so just as you received Jesus Christ, I was listening to a minister yesterday. He was talking about we've forgotten how we got saved. A lot of people have forgotten how we got saved. But if we remember how and why we got saved, it will reproduce, and we will share Jesus with others because of what Jesus has done for us and in us and through us. But he says, just as you've received Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. You started with him, continue to live with him. Rooted and built up in him. So rooted in him, built up in him, and strengthened in your faith as you were taught. The Bible teaches that faith comes by hearing the word of God. So as you're taught the word of God, that faith builds in you. And it says, overflowing with thankfulness. Why do you think he added that part in there, that, you know, that being built up in him is important? Remembering Jesus Christ saved us. Number two, continue to live your lives in him. He's the vine, we're the branches. Be rooted and built up in him and strengthened in him in your faith. And then the last thing he says, and be filled, overflowing with thankfulness. So those all four of those things are important. But he added that one on the last one there on the end, because he knows, Paul knows, being thankful for everything is what keeps you going. You know, God hears you when you speak against his word or speak against something he's done in your life. But if you're thankful, it allows him to open up more doors for you. When you're thankful for the door that he's opened for you, instead of doubting or blaming God for something that didn't work out, that you did, that you went ahead or before him. But when you're thankful for that open door that he just opened, then it allows him to open up more doors and more things in your life when you're thankful. But Paul knew that was very important. So another one that was by Paul, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, it says, rejoice always and pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So I like that, and I underlined this part. In my notes here, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, but it doesn't necessarily say give thanks for all circumstances. You know, God, just like Paul, when he went to prison, he got put in jail, and you know, he praised his way out. He was thankful for how God was going to rescue him. He wasn't thankful he was in prison. He was thankful that God was going to rescue him because he believed and trusted in his word. And he says, give thanks in all, in every circumstance, but not for every circumstance. Because if Paul would have gave thanks for God putting him in prison, that meant that God put him in prison. not the Romans, but he gave thanks that he gave thanks for God. He praised God for a way out. And, you know, as the story goes, that the prison cells were shaken, the prison was shaken, the door slung open, and the chains fell. So through Paul's thanksgiving, he didn't sit down and say, well, this stinks. You know, I'm in prison. Thanks God. You know, you said to trust in you and you'll direct our path. But here I'm directed my path straight up here in prison. But he refused to be defeated. So he praised anyway, gave thanks anyway, in all circumstances. And God made a way, provided a way out, and shook the prison. So that allows, again, God to open up another door for you and make a way out. If God didn't align that for you, that the enemy did, or the enemies, the people against Paul, they set that up, God is still providing a way out for you. So give thanks even in all circumstances, not for all circumstances, but in them. And so the last one is Hebrews 12:28-29. It says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, praise the Lord, we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. You know, Jesus sat there with Peter, and he said, on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of Hades, or the gates of hell, will not be able to overtake it. So we're a part of, if you know Jesus today, you are living a part and have received a kingdom inside of you that Hebrews says it cannot be shaken. It will not be torn down, will not be defeated, no matter what the enemy or the people that's working for him, no matter what they try to do, they cannot tear it down, because the Bible, the word of God, is true, and God is not a man that he should lie. And it says that it cannot be shaken. So it says that since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, in awe, A-W-E, for our God is a consuming fire. So it says, since we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us be thankful. Let us be glad for who Jesus is and what he has done for us. It's because of him that we are able to receive a kingdom, and we're able to receive the Holy Spirit. And, you know, no matter what's going on around us with the wars and the rumors of wars, that there is still a kingdom inside of us that will not be shaken. And we have a hope. You know, one reason that we can be thankful is to remember that we have a hope in Jesus Christ. We put our hope in our Lord Jesus, is what the word says. We have a hope. We have a faith and a trust in the God who will never fail, and in a kingdom that will not be shaken or overtaken by the gates of hell. Matter of fact, it's already been, Jesus rose from the grave with the keys in his hand. So he has no power. He's defeated. And we can be thankful in that it will not be shaken. So it says, let us be thankful and so worship God. So worship him. Be so thankful and so worship him acceptably with reverence and in awe, A-W-E, for our God is an all-consuming fire. So he says, be thankful and worship him acceptably. Let your worship be acceptable. If you're coming to God and complaining about the situation, and it's cliche, but, you know, tell your situation about your God. But if you come to God complaining about your situation, that's not what he tells us to do. It says, come into his courts with praises and thanksgiving for what he has done. And you won't even have to tell God about the situation, because in your praise and in your thanksgiving, you're remembering that God is greater than what you may be going through at the moment. And that's where your victory comes from. That's how you break depression off. You know, praise is the antidote for depression. When you remember how big God is and how good he is, you forget about how negative that thing was. And you can continue to press forward and have victory over that thing. You have the victory through Jesus Christ. And it says, in reverence, with awe, when you worship God, you come to him with reverence, remembering who he is and how holy he is, like the angels that are surrounding the cherubim. It says, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. So just some thoughts today, really. Nothing really structured, but just some thoughts today concerning being thankful as we come into these in this Thanksgiving holiday here this month. Remember to be thankful, because it will do a lot of things for you in your life when you're facing challenge. Notice I didn't say defeats, but challenges, and you can overcome them by being thankful and shifting your focus on what you magnify. You know, what you magnify will be greater in your life. What you feed will grow. So what you magnify in your life, whether if it's what the enemy's doing, if you are so focused and magnifying what the enemy's doing to you in your life, you will forget what God is doing for you. So, and not to say that he has power over you, but he'll try to change your focus. But if you remember to be thankful and shift your focus and magnify how big God is, that thing will disappear for free on its own when you remember to be thankful. So remember to like and subscribe if you enjoyed this, got anything out of this today, or share it, whatever, however you feel. But thank you so much for watching, and always remember to be thankful.